Next item is old business. We have two items of old business on the agenda this evening. The first one being the conditional use number 1928, Devin Rice.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1928 for Devin Rice for a conditional use for storage of equipment and a home office for landscaping business based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is a benefit to Sussex County residents and provides a service to the county. Two, the applicant intends to reside upon the property and use existing structures, including a pole barn, for the business. Three, he has improved the site since his purchase of it, hauling away 10 loads of trash and debris. Four, the applicant has stated that all equipment storage and repairs will be located inside the pole barn. Five, there is no indication that the use will adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. The use will also be consistent with other nearby uses, which include similar small-scale landscaping companies. Six, no parties appeared at the hearing in opposition to the application. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. B, the final site plan shall show the location for parking of trailers, trucks, and equipment used for the business. C, as stated by the applicant, all lawnmowers shall be stored inside the pole barn. D, as stated by the applicant, all maintenance and repair of equipment shall occur inside the pole barn. E, no junked or inoperable vehicles or equipment shall remain stored on the lot at any time. F, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. through 6 p.m. G, the location for a dumpster shall be shown on the site plan. It shall also be screened from view of the neighboring properties or the roadway. H, any security lights for the business shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, no employees shall park on the shoulders or the public roads. All employee parking shall be on the applicant's property. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
To move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1928, Devin Rice, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion.
Question. Did you read the next to last one about the employees so I get it right? I don't have that one.
Yeah.
No employees shall park on public roads.
Public roads or shoulders.
Okay.
That all employee parking shall be located on the applicant's property.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Like I was saying, it has been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1928, Devin Rice, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.